The Goodwill Station presents your governor, the Honorable G. Menon Williams, in a report to the people of Michigan. This is another in a series of visits with your governor, brought to the Goodwill Station's listening audience each week at this time as a public service, so that the citizens of Michigan can have a better understanding of the problems and affairs of their state government. Now to the Capitol at Lansing and Governor Williams.
Hello, friends and fellow citizens of Michigan. This week, we took the first step toward a program of preventing sex crimes. We opened the state's new experimental clinic for the treatment of sex deviates and other persons with emotional disorders. The new clinic is located in the Cadillac Square building, the state's office building in downtown Detroit. This week, it was my privilege to inspect the offices of the clinic, to meet its staff, and to wish them well in their work. Through the operation of this experimental clinic, we hope to give treatment to many persons in the early stages of emotional disorders and mental illness. And we hope to learn a great deal about the problem of finding potential sex criminals and treating them before they get into serious trouble. You will recall that we obtained an emergency allocation of $23,500 from the so-called Little Legislature last year to get this clinic started. The Little Legislature is composed of the finance committees of the House and Senate. It is empowered to meet only emergency needs. But it seemed to me that this sex deviate problem is an emergency. I felt we should not wait even for action by the full legislature, which meets on March 15th. The increase in crimes against women and children has aroused the conscience of the whole state. I felt we should not waste a single week or day in doing whatever could be done immediately toward prevention of such crimes. The problem of curbing these terrible sex crimes has occupied the front pages during the last few months, and rightly so. But the sex deviate problem is really just one phase of the larger problem of adequate treatment for the mentally ill. The experts tell us that mental illness is the greatest single cause of hospital treatment in our modern society. And because treatment of this disease is so costly and requires many special kinds of care, it has become, all over America, a state responsibility. There are, of course, private mental hospitals, but their services are available only to a very few of the wealthy. For the most of us, mental illness in the family means care in a state institution. As you know, our state of Michigan has fallen disgracefully behind in its facilities for giving such care. Our mental hospitals are overcrowded by 23%. Patients are housed in buildings which are as much as 100 years old, and which should have been replaced long ago. More than 1,000 patients committed by courts to our mental institutions cannot get into a hospital. They are on the waiting list, while in many cases their condition grows worse. And there are many more who have not been committed but need hospital care. Although our population has grown by more than 1 million since 1940, we have made no comparable additions to our mental hospital system. As a result, Michigan today stands 21st in the role of states in the care of the mentally ill. This condition results primarily from a past lack of program and policy. We have had in the past no consistent program of mental hospital construction. When things got too bad from time to time, the legislature would authorize some haphazard construction. Instead of building new hospitals when they were obviously needed, we have spent huge sums to patch up ancient buildings, which remained inadequate after they were remodeled. We started one big project, the new hospital at Northville. It got a large amount of money. And then 2 years ago, we stopped construction there because some misguided leaders cried for economy. Today, we have resumed construction of this hospital at higher costs, of course. And meantime, the unfilled need for mental care in Wayne County has become just that much worse. These facts convinced me last year that we need a long-range program for mental hospital construction. Sporadic and occasional building has not, and cannot solve our problems. So I asked the Mental Hospital Commission to draw up a long-range plan showing how we can provide enough mental hospitals to meet our needs. I was aware that the total cost of such a program would be staggering, and I knew that it had been the practice to soft-pedal such uncomfortable facts. Political strategists do not consider it good politics to talk in such figures. But it seemed to me that you, the people of Michigan, must be sick and tired of this recurrent mental hospital emergency. It seemed to me that you would want to know the full truth, what we need to provide for our mental care, how long it will take, and how much it will cost. Last week, I got the answers. The Department of Mental Health submitted to me a 10-year program for mental health hospital construction. This program is designed to give us an adequate mental hospital system by 1960. Mr. Charles F. Wagg, director of the Department of Mental Health, is here in the executive office. I'm going to ask him some questions to bring out for you the main features of this program. Suppose you start, Mr. Wagg, by telling us exactly where we stand now in the way of mental hospital needs.
Well, Governor, I guess everybody knows we're in bad shape. We have in our entire system space to care properly for about 25,000 mental patients. We need space for 35,000. We have done everything possible to augment the space we have. We are putting state patients in private hospitals and paying excessive bills for their care. We are overcrowding our existing space. And we are putting some types of patients in private families for family care. By these methods, mainly, we have succeeded in providing some kind of care for about 30,000 patients in a system equipped to handle 25,000. We've now reached the limit of that sort of thing. We can't stretch our existing facilities any further.
In other words, we need space for about 5,000 more patients?
That's correct, Governor, except that we have new construction now underway to provide for a little under 900 new beds, and you have to deduct that amount from the 5,000 figure.
I see. How much does it cost to construct a mental hospital? That is, per bed.
It costs about $8,000 to provide space to care for each patient when you take into account the cost of all hospital facilities, such as laundry, heating plant, kitchens, and so forth.
4,000 new beds at $8,000 per bed is $32 million.
That's right, Governor. And, of course, we should eliminate the overcrowding, too, and that would cost another $32 million. But that's only part of the story. For the past 19 years, the number of mental patients has increased by an average of 580 each year. We do not know exactly why this increase occurs. In part, of course, it's because of our population growth. There may be other factors which tend to increase the incidence of mental disease. But whatever the reason, we have to count on 580 more patients each year.
Do we have to look forward to this annual increase indefinitely?
We certainly don't think so, Governor. We are learning more and more about the treatment and cure of mental illness. We are hoping to get more trained psychiatrists from our schools. We intend to make much greater use of our outpatient clinics like the one in Detroit, places where mental illness can be diagnosed and treated before it gets to the stage of hospital treatment. All these things will tend to reduce the load. Eventually, we shall be able to cure more patients quickly and send them home, as any other type of hospital does. But for the next 10 years, certainly, we can reckon without the annual increase.
So we're going to have that for the next 10 years. And we're going to have to catch up with past neglect and take care of future increases at one and the same time?
Right. That's why a delay in launching a real construction program will only sink us deeper in the hole and cost us more in the long run. Every year we delay, we pile up the cost.
Uh-huh. Well, how do you propose to overcome this backlog and provide for the future?
Our figures indicate we can do it by a 10-year program of continuous and planned construction. We would build hospitals with space for 1,500 beds each year for the first 3 years. Then for the next 7 years, we would build 1,250 new beds each year. By 1960, we'd be able to provide decent care without overcrowding for 40,000 patients. That is our estimate of what the need will be 10 years from now.
What about the overcrowding, the waiting list, and the other bad features of our present system?
Under this program, the waiting list would be eliminated by the fourth year. By the fifth year, we would have all state patients out of the high-cost private hospitals where we are now paying for their care. By the ninth year, we would have eliminated all serious overcrowding.
Where would this put us in comparison with other states?
It certainly would not put us at the top of the list. The goal of 40,000 mental hospital beds would bring us up to the average of the 20 best states, just to the average.
Michigan, with all her wealth and prosperity, certainly shouldn't stand any lower than that. Now, what about the cost of all of this?
The total cost over the 10-year period would, of course, be huge. We propose to build hospitals with 13,250 new beds during that period. This will cost, at present prices, about $106 million. But spread over the 10-year period, the average annual cost will be a little over $10 million. And in terms of what we have been spending in futile attempts to patch up our existing hospital system, that is not excessive. When we finish with such a program, we will have solved that part of our problem.
Now, what's the first step, Mr. Wagg?
The first step is to obtain from the legislature this spring enough money to build 1,500 beds and start on this program. We have asked for $14 million this year.
Thanks, Mr. Wagg. Friends of the radio audience, you have heard Charles F. Wagg, Director of the Michigan Department of Mental Health, describing the 10-year program for ending our chronic mental hospital shortage. At a cost of about $10 million a year for 10 years, we can solve this problem, which is causing untold anguish to the unfortunate patients in our charge, and which exposes the public to great expense and even danger. Is this cost excessive? Just stop and figure it out. There are 6 million of us living here in Michigan. $10 million figures to about $1.80 for each of us. For a per capita cost of $1.80 a year for each member of our Commonwealth, we can provide all our people with adequate mental care and treatment. Do you think that is too much to ensure your family the best of psychiatric treatment and decent, gentle, humane care if mental illness should strike in your home? It is my purpose to recommend to the legislature on March 15th a substantial appropriation to launch this building program. Maybe it will be not all that Mr. Wagg asks, but it would be enough to launch the program properly. This administration and this legislature, of course, can act for only a year ahead. But for the first time, we have a long-range program to put an end to this mental hospital crisis. Whether that program will be followed or abandoned will be up to the legislature and each succeeding legislature. Now, before I say goodbye for another week, let me give you a bit of news which cheered me up a great deal. While we are facing these big expenditures for mental hospitals and other needs, it is good to know that the day-to-day operating cost of your state government is being kept down. The controller, Mr. Robert F. Stedman, advised me last week that we are actually operating this year at lower costs than the previous fiscal year. As a matter of fact, the cost this year is $4 million less, or 2%. And we think that's the way to run the state of Michigan. Recognize necessary costs for good government, but rigid economy in the expenditure of the people's money.
You have been listening to your governor, the Honorable G. Menin Williams, in another of a series of weekly reports to the people of Michigan. Your governor is presented as a public service by the Goodwill Station. We invite you to be with us 1 week from tonight at 10:45 for another report from your governor.